Okay, can you tell me your full name?
Harold.
Okay. Now, and where were you born, Mr.?
Well, I was born right here in Vernon Parish, well, in Hawthorne.
Uh-huh.
I say in Hawthorne, and this is the place I was born, and right here. I'm at home, just in different spots, but I'm at home, you see, right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the community we're in now is, this place we're in now is?
Well, it's all called Hawthorne.
I see.
Yeah, it's called Hawthorne, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I came off the road up there, and it said that was the Hawthorne Road. That was.
Yeah, well, see, it's a different section, but all of it's Hawthorne. See how mail right going through here? Well, it go on up through here. I don't know how far, but all this is Hawthorne. Well, you get here until you get to Anacoker city limit. You see, well, of course, it's all the smaller places, but anyway, that's the only thing that separates Hawthorne is Anacoker, and then this way Leesville separates Hawthorne.
I see.
And,
okay, so the parish we're in is
Vernon Parish. Okay. You're right, Vernon Parish.
All right. Now, can you tell me what you did when you were younger?
I was raised up, first raised up on farm, doing, you know, farm work and things like that. And,
uh-huh.
And then after I was, years after I was growing up some, then I worked in public grocery stores.
Uh-huh.
I worked in a grocery store and did butchering, you know, meat. Used to cut the meat right behind the counter, you know. You had to go there every time somebody wanted a steak. Well, you had to cut that steak while I was there waiting, but now they got it all cut up, and it's so much easier on them now. So I did all things like that. Then later years, after that, well, I was the first one around here to drove a school bus. And I drove a school bus for 21 years,
huh,
right here in Vernon Parish. And when I was first lived in this community, first black man in this community to drove a school bus.
Uh-huh.
And I drove it for 21 years, then I retired, and then I just been raising little gardens and potato patches and things like that, and up until I got disabled.
Uh-huh.
And so, of course, right now I'm not, physically able to do it, but I just sat out there and wished I could, you know. But other than that, it's still in me, but I just don't have, I had arthritis and stuff like that, and I don't be able to get out and do, but it's still in me to do it, though. It's still in me to do it.
Let me see it. Okay. Now, the draft, what's the road we're at here?
What?
What's the road we're at here? Our address. What's your address?
And that's the post in Leesville, our post office, because we live on this route. We don't have a post office. Now, we used to, when I was born and raised here, we had our own post office right here in Hawthorne.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But see, they've changed around all over different states now and how these routes are out. But when I was born and raised here, the post office right here in Hawthorne.
Is that so?
Right here in Hawthorne. You had to go right down there to our post office. And we used to flag the train to get on it. And down there, the old passenger train right down there. We had to flag it, to, you know, we were getting ready to go somewhere. Well, we flagged the train and go.
Yeah.
And so, of course, we live in a different time now, but I was here when that was going on. That's right. Sure, yeah. Right.
Now, your age now, Mr. Wright, is?
My age now is 67.
You're 67.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And your religion?
My religion, I'm Church of God in Christ.
Okay.
Pentecostal.
All right.
Church of God in Christ, Pentecostal.
All right. Did you say earlier that you used to preach some in the church?
Yeah, I preach. I'm doing. That's all I'm able to do now is preach. You see, and so I've been doing that since I've not been able to get out. And